Steve. Thanks. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And our friend Brent Sopel joins us for another edition of Sopel Says, where we talk about all things Blackhawks. Brent, how are you? Everything good?
I could complain, but I know you guys don't want to listen.
No, what's going on?
You let us know. How
Lay
can
on
we
our
help?
Couch.
Please.
This real world thing, I don't know about it.
Hey, we don't either. That's why we watch hockey, to escape.
Yes. Yes.
I couldn't agree more.
Although not a great game last night, huh?
Well, you know what? You got to take into consideration the opponent. You know, let's go back to the playoffs last year where they got swept. Nashville is probably the best team in the Western Conference right now. I would say it is neck and neck between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Nashville Predators right now for being the best team in the NHL. So for the Hawks to outshoot them, take them down to the wire. There was some they played a fairly good game, you know, considering it was a back-to-back situation. So I would take a look at it as glass half full.
Wendy says their outfits, their uniforms, are too distracting.
First of all, can I just explain something, Brent? Bill is the one who says outfits.
I like
okay?
to say outfits.
So last night I'm watching the game with my husband, and I said, boy, you know, the outfits of the Nashville Preds, they look like the Killer Bees. I don't like that gold. I'm sorry.
Well, no, the mustard or diarrhea helmet.
Oh, yeah. All right, you don't like them either.
No, they're awful. You know, it's the Boston Bruins used to have some bad jerseys, but the mustard is horrendous. I don't even know how the NHL could allow that.
It hurts your eyes, doesn't it? You can't look at it for too long, but maybe that's by design. Maybe they know what they're doing when they do that.
Well, they're in Nashville. They're all usually too drunk, you know. They don't know, and they listen to that awful country music all the time. So there's a lot of things going wrong.
Yep. Now, if you look at the last eight games that the Blackhawks have played in, they've gone 5-2-1, and that's not a bad thing. That's a pretty good trend, wouldn't you think?
No, absolutely. Obviously, 5-2-1 is moving in the right direction. Obviously, they won four straight coming into last night's game, and they're getting contributions from everybody, and that's the only way you can win here in the NHL. You go to Nashville, you know, they've got Nick Bonino as a third-line center who's won back-to-back Stanley Cup championships with Pittsburgh last year. Teams are deep. You just can't rely on one or two lines. You need contributions from everybody now.
You know, we were all very excited about Artemi Panarin, this young guy who comes in and does amazing things. But now we've got Alex DeBrincat, who's younger, and first hat trick ever for DeBrincat. Meow.
All right, let's for that cannot happen anymore on this show.
Right, I'm with you.
Come on, to bring cats.
I'm not a dog guy. I'm not a cat guy. So we got.
All right. Well, that was so darned exciting. Now, if I heard this correctly, Jeremy Roenick still holds the youngest hat trick. Correct
for the Blackhawks.
For the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
For the Blackhawks. Yeah. Correct. But let's put this in consideration. He's 19 years old. What were you doing, Wendy, when you were 19?
Nothing that I could say on the air.
Learning to make that cat noise, Brent.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
I know, that blows me away.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what gets lost here. A lot of people that just don't consider it, don't think back. He's 19 years old. He's obviously not allowed to even go and have a drink. That's how young he is, but he's a great young prospect. Just three 50-goal seasons in junior. And now that's what we need. That's what the Blackhawks need. That's what every team needs. You've got to have guys like that step up every single night. You know, when you're in a salary cap world, which we are, and you have guys making a lot of money, you need those low guys, to contribute on a regular basis. And that's what I was talking about, getting scoring from everywhere. Well, you need your low money guys, which are third and fourth lines to contribute, and guys like, DeBrincat to put up points on a regular basis. Cause if not, you're not going to be successful, in the NHL.
But doesn't that put the pressure on your Patrick Sharps and your Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews?
Well, 100%, you talk about Toews and Kane, your two highest paid players, they're the highest paid players for a reason. You're our leaders. The franchise is being built around you. You've won three Stanley Cups. That's why, we're paying you the money. So, yeah, is it a lot of pressure? 100%. But, I know those guys, they like that pressure. They like to to lead, knowing the organization's being built around him. It's more pressure on the other guys, you know, guys like Patrick Sharp, who finally, you know, scored a goal, his first goal in, you know, 17 games. We need him, you know, with his low salary to, you know, to contribute offensively on a regular basis. And, you know, Tommy Wingles and Lance Boma and, you know, guys on the third and fourth line that aren't making that money, big money, those are the guys that we're really counting on to get that extra offense in there.
Brent, once a guy scores a hat trick like DeBrincat did against Anaheim the other night, do the other guys in the team go out of their way to get him the puck the rest of the way to maybe get a fourth and even fifth goal?
Well, you know, obviously you take a look at that 2-on-1 when he did score that, you know, his hat trick goal. You know, Patrick Kane had zero intention, you know, on shooting the puck. That's the kind of class act that Kaner is. He knew exactly the situation that, you know, he had two goals. He knew exactly the brink of where he was going. So he was passing that all the way to get him that hat trick. So, whenever a guy like that is you know, on the roll, playing that well, feeling that good, you always want to get him the puck, no question, because it's more apt to go in because he's shooting it than anybody else. But, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to Patrick Kane, making sure he finds a way to get him that puck and get him that hat trick.
Former Blackhawk Brent Sopel on the line with us. All right, so Alex DeBrincat, 19 years old, how does that work with the other players? I mean, do they ask him to hang out? I know he can't legally drink, but is he kind of isolated, or does everybody try to include him? I can't believe he's only 19 yeah. years old.
No, you always try and include him in everywhere you go. You always take care of the young guys, the rookies, no matter who it is. So going to dinners on the road, or what do you got going on tonight? You know, yeah, I used to have guys come over to my house. I remember, you know, we mm-hmm. hosted the Christmas party. You know, 1 year had everybody over the house. So, you know, as a veteran guy, that's your responsibility is to make sure that he's taken care of and all the young guys are taken care of. Nick Schmaltz, you know, he's been around a little bit, but still a young guy. You know, Hartman, same type of thing, you know, Forsling. So you always make sure that those guys are taken care of no matter what it is at home. Say for Thanksgiving, if they were, you know, here in Chicago, hey, what do you guys got going on? Come over here. That's just part of being a veteran player and being in the league for a while, is you make sure those guys are taken care of.
How sweet is that?
That's very nice. He's not old enough to drink, Brett, but I'm sure they got him a juice box or something, right? They must have.
Probably, if they were smart, they probably would have gotten a few Cocoa Fives.
Yeah.
Maybe coconut water. Yeah. Or, you know, bring it over, a little treat.
That's delicious.
All right, forgive me for not knowing this former Blackhawk, and maybe you do. Former NHL left winger John Scott played with the Blackhawks from 2011 to 2012. Do you know him?
Yep. I played against him many, many years.
He is now, he's going to be on an episode of the SWAT television show. He is going to play Bobby Strock, a player who needs SWAT protection since he received death threats after returning to town for the first time since injuring a popular player on a dirty hit.
Wow.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any offers in, you know, my TV career. I guess it's, you know, my luck speaks for itself.
Well, we got to get you a role on Chicago hockey. Aren't
yeah,
they starting
Chicago
a new
hockey.
Show?
We'll get you on there.
Chicago something.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll find you something, Brent. I promise. Yeah. Well, thanks for all the...
What are you guys doing here? You guys just said you're going to work for me. Obviously not.
We'll work we'll a little harder. When's the next game?
Tomorrow night.
Against Dallas?
Yeah.
The next tour against Dallas, right?
Yeah, you know, Dallas is a good team with a lot of scoring. They went and got Ben Bishop. So, you know, it's a team that you have to play smart against. You can't turn the puck over. You got Tyra Seguin, one of the best goal scorers, Radulov, and their captain, Jamie Benn. So, you know, you got to play a real smart game like they did last night, you know, in Nashville, because Dallas can hurt you if you turn the puck over too many times.
Well, let's go Hawks. Thank you so much, Brent. We appreciate talking to you.
Anyway, have a great hump day.
Thank you, Brent.
Right.
That's
back
Brent
at you.
Sopel.
Meow.
So you said not to do that.
See you, Brent. Brent Sopel, of course, Sopel says, sponsored by Coors Light. Coors Light believes every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Climb on.
One more time. Go ahead.
You know I wanted to.
Go ahead.
Meow.
There it is. Back after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN.